From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man wanted on an outstanding warrant was spotted and chased in his vehicle early Thursday by Eureka Police. An officer saw 36-year-old Joel Calderon driving east on 18th Street. When the officer pulled in behind Calderon, he immediately turned off all of his lights and sped away at a high rate of speed. A pursuit was started. The PT Cruiser he was in turned onto Myrtle Avenue in the downtown area, reaching speeds in excess of 90 miles an hour. As the cruiser reached R Street, it turned the wrong way on 5th Street, at which time officers terminated the pursuit due to public safety concerns. Officers searched the vicinity but were unable to relocate the driver or the car. The Eureka Police considering Calderon dangerous, advising citizens not to try to apprehend him themselves. Assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence counts facing a woman following an incident on the 3,000 block of Hurst Willits Road in Willits, Mendocino County. Police say a 55-year-old man told them he had been in an argument with his girlfriend, who then drove him home. During that drive, he claimed Leah McKay struck him in the face 3 to 4 times. When the couple arrived at the man's residence, he got out to open the gate to the property. He began walking towards the gate, at which point McKay accelerated towards him, causing him to jump out of the way to avoid being hit. She tried to hit him again with the vehicle before taking off. McKay found later on the 23,000 block of Eastside Road, arrested behind bars in lieu of $30,000 bail. Eureka officials want people to know where they can go as the weather gets colder to get shelter if they have nowhere else to stay. The locations include the Betty Quan Chin Day Center, 133 7th Street. That location houses men, women, and children and offers food, clothing, and showers. Also, the Eureka Rescue Mission at 110 2nd Street. That location also accepts men, women, and children. In the event of an overflow, guests can be housed at St. Vincent de Paul. Guests are also offered clothing, showers, and other services. Breakfast and dinner are provided there. Money to help fight drugs headed to the community. A $625,000 grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Drug-Free Community Support Program will continue to provide funding for the Humboldt Allies for Substance Abuse Prevention. That's a community coalition founded in 2002. ASAP, as it's called, works to reduce and prevent substance abuse among local kids. The grant was awarded to the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services because it provides staff for ASAP. The money will be distributed in $125,000 increments over the next 5 years, say officials. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.